Hope and faith, finding our anchor in God. In a world defined by its shifting sands and uncertain tides, the human heart yearns for an anchor, something firm and true to which it can cling. For the Christian, this anchor is not a thing, but a person, Jesus Christ. He is the very foundation of our hope and the ultimate object of our faith, woven into a tapestry of divine love by our Holy Father and sustained by the comforting presence of the Holy Spirit. This is not merely a belief system. It is the breathtaking narrative of a life lived in unbreakable connection with the divine. Hope, the anchor in the storm. Hope is the joyful and confident expectation of what God has promised and what Christ has already accomplished. It is not a passive wish, but a profound certainty rooted in the unwavering love of God the Father, a love so immense that it transcends all human understanding. This is the love that looked upon a broken world and in his infinite mercy set a plan into motion to redeem it. As the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Romans, "But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8 ESV. This promise is the very heartbeat of our hope, that we are not abandoned, but are loved with an everlasting love that saw our need and sacrificed everything to meet it. It is a hope made real in Jesus, who promised, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Matthew 28:20 ESV. Faith, the conviction of things unseen. If hope is our confident expectation, faith is the active trust and firm conviction in the unseen realities of God's Word. It is the belief that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, the living Word, the promise made flesh, and the ultimate reason for our salvation. The entirety of the Christian life rests on this foundational faith in the person and work of Jesus, his flawless life, his atoning death on the cross, and his glorious resurrection. He did what we could never do. He defeated sin and death, offering us a path to eternal life and a restored relationship with God. As the author of Hebrews so beautifully states, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Hebrews 11:1 ESV. The Sustainer, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Our relationship with God does not end with Jesus' ascension. The Father, through the Son, gave us a divine helper, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is God's constant, abiding presence within us, the very power that raises us from spiritual death to life. He is our comforter, our guide, and the one who empowers us to live a life that honors God. Jesus promised his disciples, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." John 14:26 ESV. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts us of sin, illuminates the scriptures for us, and bears witness to our hearts that we are children of God. He is the active, dynamic force that transforms us from the inside out, helping us to embody the Christian values of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. Strengthening our relationship with God. To live a life filled with hope and faith is to actively pursue a deeper relationship with our Creator. This is not a passive existence, but an engaged, intentional one. We can strengthen this bond through several core disciplines. Prayer. This is simply a conversation with God, a two-way street of honest communication, not just a list of requests. It is a moment to express our gratitude, confess our shortcomings, and listen for his voice. As it is written, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Philippians 4:6 ESV. Bible study.
The Bible is God's living, breathing word to us. By immersing ourselves in its pages, we learn who he is, what his will is for our lives, and how we are to live. It is our spiritual nourishment and the primary way we hear from him. Fasting. This is a spiritual discipline of denying the flesh to focus on God. By giving up something, whether food, entertainment, or a habit, we create space in our lives to seek him more intently, sharpening our spiritual senses and drawing closer to his heart. Fellowship. We are not meant to walk this path alone. Joining a community of believers allows us to encourage one another, learn together, and bear one another's burdens. As Hebrews 10:24-25 tells us, we should stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together. By embracing these disciplines and allowing the Holy Spirit to work within us, we are able to live out the Christian values of grace, forgiveness, humility, and compassion, reflecting the very nature of Christ to a watching world. A concluding hope. Our hope is not a wish, and our faith is not a gamble. They are the twin pillars of a life built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. As we walk hand in hand with the Holy Spirit, guided by the Scriptures, and rooted in the unwavering love of our Father, we can face any storm with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Our victory is assured, not because of our own strength, but because of His. And that, in and of itself, is the greatest story ever told.